may have been killed by two suicide bombings in Iraq today. The blast went off in a crowd of policemen in a town south of Baghdad. The bombers walked into a crowd of about 500 protesting Iraqi policemen. One official believes the blast went off a minute apart in order to cause more death and injury. The violence in Afghanistan continues. A rocket hit the NATO headquarters near Kabul, damaging a building but causing no casualties. A roadside bomb there is responsible for wounding seven Afghans. In southern Afghanistan, fighting between Afghan troops and Taliban rebels left at least 10 insurgents and one soldier dead. Colonel James Yonts, the U.S. military spokesman in Afghanistan, said insurgents were increasingly attacking, quote, soft targets, such as the United Nations, the international community, and civilians as a result of U.S.-led coalition and Afghan forces' aggressive tactics. Tom DeLay isn't the only one in hot water. At least 43 House members and dozens of aides failed to meet the ethics rules deadline for disclosing funding for their trips. 198 undisclosed special interest trips financed by organizations outside the U.S. were taken by congressmen and congresswomen this year. Stacey Bernards, an aide, said the office searched the files after the travel issue was raised by Republicans doing opposition research to deflect from their own ethical issues. Representative Luis Gutierrez, Democrat from Illinois, reported 20 past trips, and Representative Elijah Cummings, Democrat from Maryland, reported 13. Republican and Democratic House members both violated rules and failed to disclose their personal trips within 30 days after the trip's completion. U.S. congressmen and women are not the only people taking trips. French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin may be going on a permanent vacation. Aides have already been seen packing up boxes. Jacques Chirac and European Union officials worked to control damage after French voters rejected the EU's first constitution, dealing a potentially fatal blow to the charter. The results of Sunday's referendum humiliated Chirac and his government. Plans to bind the 25 European Union members more tightly together with a constitution suffered a major setback as a result of the French vote. Nine nations have already ratified the constitution, and polls and analysts believe that this was an opportunity for French citizens to punish a government they feel has failed them. Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch.
Father's Day is right around the corner, and Kohl's is the place to get the perfect Father's Day gift for your dad, a new Chaps wardrobe. Great ideas are suit separates, dress shirts, ties, and sportswear. Now visit dressupyourdad.com and enter to win a $500 gift card from Kohl's Department Stores. 50 will be given away. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Contest ends 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, June 19, 2005. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Sweet! I've been waiting for lunch all day.
Me too. Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips or your cookie.
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine?
An apple and my gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way.
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way.
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way.
Aww, more Ovaltine, please.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Randy Rhodes.
Leave the country if you hate it so much. Just leave.
No, you see, your philosophy is just like an errant parent. It's like if your kid gives you a problem, your solution is, oh, well, if you don't like your kid, leave. There are plenty of days I don't like my kid. You know what I do? I spend all my time making that kid a better kid. And that's your problem. Your problem is when it gets difficult, you want to run away. Did you hang up on me? Yeah, you did. You're a coward.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio. The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
States is leading the way when it comes to protecting human rights and promoting human dignity. We have liberated 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. That is Simple Scotty McClellan with more of his lies. What did he say? The United States is leading the way when it comes to protecting human rights and promoting human dignity. We have liberated 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, really? When did that happen? The reference, the comment comes on the day when Amnesty International released its annual human rights report, and it really rips the United States and Israel new body orifices. We will get to that a little bit later in the program tonight. We have all the Simple Scotty you can handle tonight. So I just give you fair warning about what's coming. Today is the 24th day since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret memos and secret minutes of the meetings that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. Nearly 1,650 Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs and arms and fingers and eyes and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. Which raises the question, why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 24 on the front page of every newspaper? And why is it not the lead of every television newscast, along with a demand for the resignation of both George W. Bush and Dick Cheney? Amnesty International. Oh, what the hell, Kathy? You want to start with that one? All right, let's just start with that one. Amnesty International released its annual report. It's a 308-page report this year, and it tells the truth about the United States and the Israeli army in the occupied territories. The Secretary General of Amnesty said Guantanamo has become the gulag of our time. And the report calls for the camp to be closed. Yeah, they're already tearing down the barbed wire. This annual report accused the United States of shirking its responsibility to set the bar for human rights protections and said that the Bush crime family, my term, has instead created an entirely new lexicon for abuse and torture. This is our country. This is the United States. That's who they're talking about. They're not, you know, they're not talking about Indonesia. They're not talking about Zimbabwe. They're not talking about Syria. They're not talking about Turkey. They're talking about the United States. We have created a new lexicon for abuse and torture. The report said attempts to dilute the absolute ban on torture through new policies and quasi-management speak using terms such as environmental manipulation. That's setting the immediate environment so a prisoner can't sleep. Stress positions. Sensory manipulation. that this attempt to dilute the ban on torture was one of the most damaging assaults on global values. And the United States is responsible. Where it concerns Israel, Amnesty accused the Israeli Occupation Army of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in the occupied territories. Amnesty pointed out that Israeli occupation troops and paramilitary Jewish settlers murdered as many as 700 Palestinians in 2004, including 150 children. The report said that most of the casualties were caused by shooting, explosions, and aerial attacks on residential neighborhoods. The report also pointed out that Palestinians had killed 109 Israeli soldiers, settlers, and civilians during 2004, including 8 children. An Israeli spokeswoman questioned the credibility of the report. Why, of course. The United States and Israel? Oh, my God! We can't do any wrong! I mean, one speaks with the power of Abraham, the other speaks with the power of Jesus. We can't do any wrong, the United States and Israel? Now, as far as our spokesman, we know what the Israeli spokeswoman said, but our spokesman, Scott McClellan, at the press briefing today, one of the crack White House press corps said, Scott, Amnesty International issued the report today, and it says the United States is the top offender of human rights. Does the White House dispute that assessment?
I think the allegations are ridiculous and unsupported by the facts. The United States is leading the way when it comes to protecting human rights and promoting human dignity. We have liberated 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have worked to advance freedom and democracy in the world so that people are governed under a rule of law, and that there are protections in place for minority rights, that women's rights are advanced so that women can fully participate in societies where now they cannot. We've also are leading the way when it comes to spreading compassion.
And starvation. And torture, and murder, and death, and pain, and destruction, and butchering children, and killing old people, and killing young people. Everyone all together now. Duplane! Duplane! Welcome to Fantasy Island! Duplane! I think the allegations are ridiculous and unsupported by the facts. Simple Scotty says, we're not beating people to death. We're not stacking them naked. We're not sicking dogs on them. We're not tying leashes around their necks. We are not murdering them in Bagram. We are not beating them into bloody pulps. We are not flushing their Qurans. We are not stepping on their holy books. We are not ripping their hair out. We are not sleep depriving them. We are not sending them to Syria. We are not sending them someplace where their fingernails are ripped off. We are not connecting electrodes to their testicles. We are not breaking their ankles. We are not bending their arms so they pop out of the sockets. We are not removing their eyelids. We are not shaving their heads. We are not peeing on their Quran. We are not beating on their Quran. We are not stepping on their Quran. We are doing none of this, and any report to the contrary notwithstanding, we are a beacon of freedom and dignity in the world. We reject these allegations as ridiculous and unsupported by the facts.
Yeah.
Unsupported by the facts. Well, yeah, that's right. You know, what did the pig man, the wallowing drug addicted, send his maid out to score street drugs for him? Pig man say,
Abu Ghraib? Well, that's nothing more than fraternity hazing. Yeah, here, give me a glass of water. I got to swallow 3 or 4 more of these here.
And what did his butt boy, the baby Jesus Sean Hannity, say? About the same thing, right? Huh? Pretty astonishing. Okay, we'll get to the fun part of the program coming up right after this break. Stay with us, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Waited a long time for Mr. Saddam Hussein to disarm. He'll say, oh, I'm disarming, after he said he has no arms.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today, free.
Offer extended to June 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
Have a bewitching summer at Super 8 and get $250 in discount coupons with every stay. Enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes and you'll have a chance to win 1,000,000 trip rewards points. Or play our online game and you could be one of 600 winners of $100 worth of gas. The Super 8 Stay a Spell sweepstakes. It could turn you into a winner. See Bewitched in theaters soon, and we'll see you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older. Ends 9/15. Subject to rules at Super8.com.
Planet check.
President Bush has the biodiesel buzz.
He gave the speech from a biodiesel plant in Virginia. It was a very exciting day for biodiesel and alternative energy because he had a very strong emphasis on finding alternative sources of energy.
That's Joe Job, CEO for the National Biodiesel Board. Biodiesel is one of the most promising energy sources for the future.
What he said is, here I am today standing in front of a biodiesel plant that can produce a product from homegrown soybeans, and you can use that as an energy source in your diesel engine.
Biodiesel is cleaner than diesel fuel because it reduces particulate matter, sulfur, carbon monoxide, air toxics, and hydrocarbon emissions.
If you want more information about the president's speech that he recently delivered at a biodiesel plant, please go to biodiesel.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Puramind.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
As you already know, Janice Owen was confirmed today for her position on the Federal Appeals Court. This is how it works for the Democrats when they roll over and ask Bill Frist to scratch their tummies, and Bill Frist is more than happy to do that, while at the same time pretending like he's really pissed off that seven Republicans broke ranks and yada, yada, yada. We'll get to that a little bit, too. The vote was 56 to 43, mostly along party lines. Voting in favor of Owen were 54 Republicans and two Democrats. Do you know who the two Democrats were who voted in favor of Priscilla Owen? Surprise, surprise. Robert Byrd of West Virginia and Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. The Republican who voted no is Lincoln Chafee. He managed to pull himself away from a game of croquet and vote no. And the independent, James Jeffers, who has decided to get the hell out of Washington, he voted no. And the rest of the no votes were Democrats. A few items here. Remember one of the most embarrassing parts of U.S. pop culture? And it was embarrassing because we were in a war based on lies and deceit. We were in an act of murder. It's not a war. We are involved in murder in Iraq. And murder in Afghanistan. But right in the middle of that, the Republican pissant, a congressman from North Carolina named Walter Jones, who led the campaign to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. Remember that? Freedom Fries. Didn't you want to just run and hide? Didn't you send emails or letters or phone calls to your friends in different countries, whether Mexico or Canada or Europe or the United Kingdom or your friends in Australia or New Zealand? Didn't you send something to them? And say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed, I can't believe this is happening, please don't judge us by this. This guy is a total ass, please. Remember? Huh? Well, Walter Jones now says he's changed his mind. He's a Republican from North Carolina. He claims that he was the brains behind the French toast becoming Freedom Toast and the French fries becoming Freedom Fries in the Capitol Hill restaurants, remember? Now he told the Raleigh News and Observer that the U.S. went to war, quote, with no justification, end quote. Really, Mr. Jones? Okay. Now, Mike, don't be a smartass. This guy has come around, so be nice to him. Okay. I'll be nice to him. He said that the name change idea came to him by a combination of God's hand and a constituent's request. See, God speaks to Republicans. Are you aware of that? Huh? It never speaks to Democrats or independents or progressives or Greens or atheists. But he always speaks, doesn't he, to Republicans, especially Southern Republicans. Isn't that interesting? Has God ever spoken to Lincoln Chafee? Has God ever spoken to Olympia Snow? Well, not that I'm aware of, but God speaks to Trent Lott and George Bush. Isn't that interesting? God isn't fair. So anyway, he said that God and a constituent had worked their magic And he came up with French fries, freedom toast, French pie. Now he says, I wish it had never happened. Uh-oh. Mr. Congressman Walter Jones, you're messing around with God. God's going to squash you like you squashed one of those North Carolina cockroaches. You know? Now, here's what's going to happen to you, a friend. Somebody in your family is going to get cancer, or you are, or you're going to be killed in a car wreck, or a close relative is, or your son's going to wind up on drugs. That's how God works for you people, isn't it? Huh? When you piss off God, he retaliates. Isn't that what the good book says? Don't those warnings... You know, it's not the Ten Suggestions. It's the Ten Commandments. Don't those warnings carry with them the promise of absolute destruction? Look what happened to Lot's wife. Well, hell, look what happened to Lot and his daughters. So anyway, now Congressman Walter Jones, Republican, says, I wish it had never happened. He voted for the war. And he's become one of its most vociferous opponents. Flip-flop! 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 The hallway outside his office is lined with photographs of the faces of the fallen. I guess those are U.S. soldiers. He says, if we were given misinformation intentionally by people in this administration to commit the authority to send boys, and in some instances girls, to go into Iraq, that is wrong. Congress must be told the truth. Jesus.
Well, you really let us down. You may be heaven bound. You've left one hell of a mess here at home. God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
If you're looking for a way to treat frequent heartburn, why not ask your doctor for his opinion? Then maybe go get a second opinion, even a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth. We're willing to bet you'll hear Prilosec OTC quite a bit. Because now doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief, based on share of recommendation.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites, but unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent, compassionate membership of any single site on the internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $3.98 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold a crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
I make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. We're all heading back to work, but there's no need to stress out about it. The singer-songwriter team behind the films A Mighty Wind and Waiting for Guffman will help us unwind. Michael McKean and Annette O'Toole will be here live. Michael McKean, wasn't he in Spinal Tap? Rock on, man. We're turning it up to 11, baby, on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Ah oui, oui, mademoiselle, je t'aime, I have for you a freedom kiss. Would you like some freedom fries?
You may want to check out this website. It is stpatricks4.com, and it's spelled S-T, Patrick's, F-O-U-R, stpatricks4.com. All letters, no numbers, no nothing, just stpatricks4.com, stpatricks4.com. Why? Okay, I'll tell you why. 2 days before Bush started this act of mass murder in Iraq, four Catholic workers from Ithaca, New York, in an act of civil disobedience, went into a military recruitment center
and poured their own blood around the vestibule as an act of protest. They were brought to trial in Tompkins County Court in April of 2004, a year ago. The jury remained deadlocked, 9-3 in favor of acquittal. So that constituted a major victory for the anti-war movement. Now they are facing federal conspiracy charges. And these four Catholic workers could face up to 6 years in prison and $250,000 in fines. This is the United States' first federal trial arising out of civil disobedience against the Iraq War. It begins September 19th in Binghamton, New York. Now, this was sent to me, and I don't know what you want to do about it, if you want to do anything. But there is, at the website, it says, show solidarity, add your name or your group's name to the support committee, and there's a hyperlink. Just click it. Two of the people, the four are Daniel Burns, Claire Grady, Teresa Grady, and Peter DeMott. Daniel Burns said, quote, we ask for justice. We ask for justice for the people of Iraq and our troops. We ask for justice for world peace. We ask for justice to say no to preemptive illegal war. And Claire Grady said, quote, we stand by our actions, believing that they are just, moral, legal, and required, as the greater crimes of mass murder, grand theft, and torture are perpetrated in our names. Now, I don't know how you want to support these four people, but for God's sake, do something, okay? StPatrick's4.com. StPatrick's4, F-O-U-R.com. Please go to the website and do whatever whatever you want to do. Nobody's asking for anything except support. I didn't see any plea for money. There might be. You know, I have no earthly idea. Check it out, please. You all know, a lot of you do, Milton Mayer. He wrote the book, They Thought They Were Free, The Germans, in 1938 to 1945. His book came out, University of Chicago Press, way back in 1955. A couple of quotes. Richard in Redmond, Washington, sent this to me. Just listen to this. What no one seemed to notice was the ever-widening gap between the government and the people, and it became always wider. The whole process of its coming into being was, above all, diverting. It provided an excuse not to think for people who did not want to think anyway. It gave others some dreadful, fundamental things to think about, and kept us so busy with continuous changes and crises and so fascinated by the machinations of the national enemies without and within that we had no time to think about these dreadful things that were growing little by little all around us. Each step was so small, so inconsequential, so well explained or on occasion regretted that unless one understood what the whole thing was in principle, what all these little measures must someday lead to, one no more saw it developing from day to day than a farmer in his field sees the corn growing. Each act is worse than the last, but only a little worse. You wait for the next and the next. You wait for the one great shocking occasion, thinking that others, when such a shock comes, will join you in resisting somehow. You don't want to act or even talk alone. You don't want to go out of your way to make trouble. But the one great shocking occasion, when tens or hundreds or thousands will join with you, never comes. That's the difficulty. The forms are all there, all untouched, all reassuring. You know, the houses and the shops are still there, the jobs, the mealtimes, the visits, the concerts, the cinema, the holidays. But the spirit, which you never noticed because you made the lifelong mistake of identifying it with the forms, is changed. Now you live in a world of hate and fear, and the people who hate and fear do not even know it themselves. When everyone is transformed, no one is transformed. When everyone is transformed, no one is transformed. You have accepted things now you would not have accepted 5 years ago or a year ago, things your father could never have imagined. Thanks, Richard. They thought they were free, the Germans, 1938 to 1945. Isn't that the way of it right now? I mean, isn't that the way of it? You have accepted things you would not have accepted 5 years ago, a year ago, things your father could never have imagined.
Ow, but Mike, we were attacked! We were attacked by Al-Qaeda!
No, we weren't. We were attacked by 19 people, 15 of whom were Saudis. Speaking of Saudis, makes me think of George Bush. And George Bush, of course, is his schedule was released today. He's going to visit Denmark in July. The people of Denmark better get ready, because every time Bush shows up, they send in aircraft carriers and battleships and tanks and guns and 10,000 battle-ready Marines, dogs, poison gas, a couple of nuclear weapons standing offshore, fighter jets, bombers cruising overhead. Attack animals, plainclothesmen, snipers. They cement all the manhole covers shut, remove all the post office, the post boxes, tell everyone to stay out of the center city, close down government offices, evacuate the schools, close the farms, shut down the factories. And they bring in a friendly audience that may or may not speak Danish. They provide all kinds of flags, little American flags. So Denmark, hold on to your ass, because the President of the United States is coming. He'll be there July 6th, which is his 59th birthday. And he's on his way to the G8 summit in Glen Eagle, Scotland. I wonder if he'll look up Mr. Galloway. So, folks in Glen Eagle, Scotland, get ready. George is coming, which means there'll be battleships and destroyers and a couple aircraft carriers and F-16s flying overhead and snipers, and all the manhole covers will be cemented and welded shut, and the post boxes will be removed, and there'll be attack dogs and 10,000 battle-ready Marines, and the schools will be evacuated, the offices closed down, government buildings shut, people told not to look at him. When the President of the United States of, by God, Christ, America travels, people take notice. The White House called NATO member Denmark
a close friend and ally. And you know what? This will be Mr. Bush's fourth visit to Europe since he began his second term. How about that?
Scott McClellan said,
the president's visit underscores his commitment to working with our European partners to advance freedom and prosperity in the world.
Doesn't that sound like the old Soviet news agency TASS? For those of you too young to remember, yeah, they had a news agency modeled on UPI back when UPI was not owned by the Reverend Moon. Modeled on AP, Reuters, it was a TASS, the Soviet news agency. And if you really wanted knee slappers, I was working at CNN in 83 and 84. I was working at CNN. CNN was relatively new at the time, been on the air for about 4 years. And we didn't have computers. We had teletype machines. And anytime a big story would hit the wires, there'd be eight bells. The bells would just go crazy. And we would run over and we'd read what the AP had to say, what the UPI had to say, what Reuters had to say, what the New York Times wire service had to say, and then we would read what TASS had to say. And you know what? Scott McClellan sounds just like the old Soviet Union news agency, TASS. Ah, Scotty, listen, you need to pour yourself a glass of wine and cuddle up with Jeffrey Boy Gannon. That's what you need to do. Take a break, Scott.
If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda, propaganda, propaganda.
Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they see with their own eyes. It's amazing.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now in three sizes at Rite Aid and other fine stores.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERN and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Remember all those terror alerts? Remember the color-coded thingy that they had? What did we call that, Kathy? The Yeah, that's right. Rainbow Ridge's lifesaver role of terror alerts. And of course, you notice how they all stopped after the last election. And now Chertoff of the devil wants to, that's what his name means in Russian, of the devil. Chertoff wants to reinstitute something similar. And the reason for it is they were aware of how effective, the Bush crime family was aware of how effective the use of external threats to this country really was. Do you remember? Huh? That seems so 2004, doesn't it? I'm just, Jesus, you know, here we are almost in June of 2005. Oh, hey, remember terror alerts? Terror alerts? Oh, yeah, man. You mean when we do that orange thing? Yeah, yeah, I remember. Yeah, damn, huh? Sirens go off and stuff, remember? Well, we have a little audio file that we're going to play for you when we come back after the top of the hour. That's kind of like George Bush's greatest hits. You know how there's so many radio stations, all FMers, around the country that play nostalgia music, you know. You hear an awful lot of the Eagles, or the Beatles, or Rolling Stones, you know, stuff like that. What do they call that? Oldies? All the hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Stay tuned. We have another 55-minute music set coming up right after these brief commercial announcements. And the way those disc jockeys talk in radio, that's called puking. That's the term. Hey, coming up now, it's 10 minutes before the hour. That's called puking. Isn't that nasty? Well, we have coming up for you right after the top of the hour here. Some of George Bush's greatest hits. We're going to reach all the way back in the Wayback Machine to how far back, Kathy? 2003? I would imagine it's back around 2003, maybe a little bit in 2004. Some of it may be even 2002, but you're going to like this. It's not as long as the Tell Me Lies thingy that we played for the other day. Another one of Bush's greatest hits. But you've got to hear this. You've got to hear it coming back after the top of the hour. How the Bush crime family, and all it is Bush, right? It's just Bush, nobody else, but how it was done. And after we play it for you, it should be painfully clear how this corrupt, degenerate, murderous Bush crime family has used fear and loathing to manipulate the American sheeple into accepting preemptive war and giving Bush license to do anything he wants domestically. It is truly diabolical. But in order to hear it, you got to stick around. We'll do it in the first segment. Very first segment coming back. You don't have to wait. We'll come back. I'll say welcome back. Well, by the way, in the Washington Post today, and isn't this interesting, of course, the Washington Post and Newsweek are owned by the same company. It says, nearly a dozen detainees at Guantanamo Bay military prison in Cuba told FBI interrogators that guards had mistreated copies of the Quran, including one who said in 2002 that guards, quote, flushed a Quran in the toilet, end quote, according to new FBI documents released today. Really? FBI documents? I thought it was Newsweek. I'll be double, triple damned. The summaries of FBI interviews, according to the Washington Post, obtained by the ACLU as part of an ongoing lawsuit, also include allegations that the Quran was kicked, thrown to the floor, and withheld as punishment, and the guards mocked Muslim prisoners during prayers. Isn't that nice? And today's Washington Post says the release of the new FBI documents come in the wake of an international uproar over a now retracted story by Newsweek magazine, which reported that an internal military report had confirmed that a Quran was flushed down a toilet. Retracted story has been linked by the Bush administration to deadly riots overseas. But the records released, many of which were heavily edited by the government, further underscore the widespread nature of allegations related to the Quran and Islam among detainees at Guantanamo. Red Cross investigators as far back as 2002 and 2003 documented what they considered reliable allegations of Quran mistreatment at that facility, and some detainees have made similar allegations to their attorneys.
Amrit Singh, an ACLU attorney, said in a press release that, quote, the United States' own documents show that it has known of numerous allegations of Quran desecration for a significant period of time, end quote. And that little...
Ooh, be careful, Mike. You almost did it. White House spokesman, Scotty McClellan, we played for you last night what he said.
No, that didn't happen. What are you talking about? Newsweek. Newsweek did it. CBS did it. Newsweek. Bill Maher did it. CBS. Newsweek. Bill Maher did it. CBS. Newsweek. Newsweek. We didn't do anything. What? What are you talking about? CBS. Look over there. Don't look here. Look over there. Look at that. Oh, my God. There goes a flying cow. Don't look here. Hey, what's up? Hi, my name's Scotty McClellan. Where's Jeff Gannon? I need some loving. Where's Jeff Gannon?
This is Air America.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, leave me alone.
Hey, leave me alone.
Stop it.
Are you a victim of mockery?
Are you constantly anxious? Always wondering how people will react to everything you say, but they'll make fun of you in a cruel and demeaning manner. Well, now there's help. For years, victims of this disease have suffered in silence because few doctors knew about it. But now this affliction has a name. Bates disease. For years, victims of this disease have suffered in silence because few doctors knew about it. And now this affliction has a name. Dorch disease.
You don't have to live in pain any longer. So call the Institute for the Shut Up. This message funded by charitable donations from the Trust Group.
This message funded by charitable foundations from the Trust of...
By the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
Who saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today free. Offer extended to June 30th. Full details at Match.com.
What is the value of good design? How about $5 million? That's what it was worth for one property owner who involved an architect early on. A member of the American Institute of Architects, to be exact. The owner started with land worth $1 million. It ended up worth about $6 million, thanks to the architect's creativity and vast planning and zoning expertise. Just a few million reasons to call an architect early. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
By the Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
Fastest man on the planet.
Buy the Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. An Iraqi aircraft with 4 U.S. troops and 1 Iraqi on board crashed in eastern Iraq today. The Pentagon confirmed the crash, and U.S. military officials will release more information when they finish their investigation. This happened shortly after 2 suicide bombers blew themselves up during an Iraqi police protest south of Baghdad. Bush honors fallen U.S. soldiers today. He quoted letters from soldiers who never made it home from Iraq. Bush vowed to a Memorial Day audience of military families and soldiers in uniform that the nation will honor its dead by striving for peace and democracy, no matter what the cost. Earlier today, Bush visited Arlington National Cemetery, where he placed a wreath on the bones. Troops in Iraq are also celebrating Memorial Day. At one base, a choir sang an Irish farewell hymn as a small brass band played a somber tune. Other military leaders in Iraq are paying tribute to those who lost their lives by reading out the numbers of those who died. Dick is steaming. Vice President Cheney is honing in on an Amnesty International report released last week about the treatment of prisoners in Guantanamo. Cheney spoke in an interview taped for CNN's Larry King Live. Cheney told CNN that he can't take Amnesty International seriously after the organization suggested that the U.S. has violated human rights. In the lengthy document produced by Amnesty, the human rights group said the U.S. has mistreated detainees and needs to shut the prison down. Two men arrested by the FBI for allegedly plotting to help recruit and train Al-Qaeda soldiers. Authorities say one of them is a Florida physician who offered to treat terrorists. The other, a New Yorker who describes himself as a martial arts expert, allegedly offered to train terrorists. Both men are U.S. citizens and were charged with conspiring to provide material support to Al-Qaeda. If convicted, each man faces the maximum sentence of 15 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. Arraignments are scheduled tomorrow in Florida and New York for the two men. A new audio tape from someone claiming to be insurgent leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi surfaced today. The voice of the terrorist leader appeared on a website often used by the militant groups. The tape is addressed to al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The speaker, claiming to be al-Zarqawi, says he was injured while fighting U.S. troops but is now fine. The Bush administration said today it will bring a trade case against the European Union for providing illegal subsidies to Airbus. Airbus is a major competitor to U.S.-based Boeing Corporation. Both sides argue that the other is providing WTO illegal subsidies to support a domestic airplane manufacturing industry. The announcement that the United States would file a case against the EU was the latest twist in the extended dispute over whether the world's two biggest aircraft manufacturers were receiving improper support from their governments. In January, both sides had agreed to put their WTO cases on hold in an effort to seek a negotiated settlement during a 90-day period. The fight over aircraft subsidies is just the latest in a string of trade battles between the United States and the European Union. A suicide bomb went off in a mosque in Karachi today. Pakistani officials say five people were killed in the blast and dozens were injured. The explosion occurred during evening prayers at a Shiite mosque. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch.
Have a bewitching summer at Super 8 and get $250 in discount coupons with every stay. Enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes and you'll have a chance to win 1,000,000 trip rewards points. Or play our online game and you could be one of 600 winners of $100 worth of gas. The Super 8 Stay a Spell sweepstakes. It could turn you into a winner. See Bewitched in theaters soon, and we'll see you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older. Ends 9/15. Subject to rules at super8.com.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now. 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Republicans want an individualistic, every man for himself, eat the poor, capitalist, for-profit system. They want to shift the risk from the government to you. Now, the Democrats need to start talking about their different approach to this issue. Because I think people accept that the role of government, generally, it's not controversial to say, is to take on some of the risk where individuals can't manage it, right?
The Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio. Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Now, as promised, we're going to play for you at... it doesn't run too long, maybe about 3 minutes, I think. The Bush administration, Bush himself, but the administration has used fear to manipulate the American people into accepting preemptive war. That is diabolical. That is sick. We're now to the point where, for the most part, we as a country, we accept anything. Torture, destruction, death of our own troops, anything, so that we have this false sense of security. This is beyond a farce or a joke. This is sick stuff. The first thing you have to do, you know, when you start to sell terror to your own people, characterize the enemy in blatant, simple, generic terms. You know, evil, evildoers, terrorists, the enemy, etc., stuff like that. Stress that the evildoers are everywhere. Make sure the people realize they're in constant danger. Oh, my God. Keep the threat vague is number two. Never give a specific threat. Issue blanket alerts in response to general threats and exaggerate the threats as much as possible, like Iraq's deadly weapons of mass destruction or nuclear weapons or Al-Qaeda cells all over the world or right there in American neighborhoods. Look what happened up in Buffalo, New York, for Christ's sake. Now, the public will be willing to accept anything you say if they think it'll protect them from the evildoers armed with viruses and germs and nuclear weapons who are lurking in their neighborhood and hanging out the playgrounds ready to rape our children. They'll seal off their homes with duct tape and plastic, remember that. They'll support legislation like the USA Patriot Act that eliminates freedom and civil liberties, and most importantly, the sheeple will support an illegal preemptive war against an innocent population, even when the rest of the world protests, because we are effectively terrified. No matter how many body bags come back, of course we'll never know how many come back, no matter how many innocent people die, that's how easy it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
We face perils we've never thought about, perils we've never seen before, but they're dangerous.
This is good versus evil. These are evildoers. They have no justification.
Axis of evil. Our struggle is against evil people. Evil people that claim they're religious but are not. Evil weapons.
Great evil is stirring in the world.
Cult of evil. We fight evil.
They're flat evil.
The evildoers are continuing to try to harm America and Americans.
It's evildoers.
Hands of evildoers.
There's no shadow of the world dark enough for them to kind of slither around in.
There's a real threat.
There are people who want to use death. They want to murder innocent lives.
Genocide and chaos.
Al-Qaeda is extremely dangerous.
The danger is that Al-Qaeda becomes an extension of Saddam's madness.
He has made it very clear he hates the United States.
And it's terrifying. Children are forbidden to fly kites. A girl of 7 is beaten for wearing white shoes.
The Iraqi regime practices the rape of women.
A leader who has killed thousands of people, a leader who is brutal.
They're seeking chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons.
The regime is seeking a nuclear bomb.
He wants to have a nuclear weapon.
He's terrorized his neighborhood and he's developing weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction, or develops weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons that would create incredible havoc here at home.
Biological and chemical weapons. Anthrax, or VX, nerve gas.
We face a second wave of terrorist attacks in the form of deadly anthrax. We're stockpiling enough smallpox vaccine for every man, woman, and child in America.
They're still out there. These people are, you know, these killers, they're still lurking around.
There are still thousands of these trained killers around.
The thousands of trained killers are plotting to attack us.
Barbaric killers.
Killers are still out there. They're nothing but a bunch of cold-blooded killers. I also know that the enemy still wants to hit us.
They've hit us before, and they want to hit us again.
More dangers and sacrifices lie ahead. Threat to every nation and eventually to civilization itself. Harm civilization as we know it.
The danger to our country is grave. The danger to our country is growing.
I know the risks to our country. Those risks only increase with time. The threats to the homeland are growing threats. These people aren't going away anytime soon.
In the morning that hadn't gone by, that I haven't saw or read threats.
Sometimes it seems like the terror threat may be going away. But all you got to do is look on your TV today.
The free world is must recognize that no one is safe.
It's the new reality.
It's the new reality. It's the new reality. War is peace. Republicans are moral. Remember the smallpox thingy? Remember that? You heard him right there. We are stockpiling enough smallpox vaccine to vaccinate every man, woman, and child in America. Remember that, Truth Seeker. Anthrax, VX gas. These sons of bitches really did a job on America, didn't they, Truth Seeker? Where are the killers? I want some killers, Mr. Bush. I haven't seen one. I'm looking for lurkers, skulkers, dark-skinned people with turbans and beards and camels. I want some evildoers. Where are they, Mr. Bush? My God, linemen and post office workers and lobstermen, everybody look out. Here come the terrorists. Here they come. They're going to snatch your child. They're going to rape your wife. They're going to rape you. They can't wear white shoes. They can't fly kites. They can't pick boogers out of their noses. They're going to kill us all. No one's safe. They're going to attack America, and then the world, and then civilization, and then the moon, and then Mars, and then Venus, and they're going to blow up the sun, and then they're going to go for the Milky Way. They're going to get it all!
The galaxy is in it's... Ah, and then what? Well, what's after a galaxy?
Carl, what's after a galaxy?
A universe?
Say universe, because then you can say universal destruction.
Then comes the universe! And then comes universal destruction! Jesus! Vote for me, because I'll keep you safe. They're out there. They're in here. They're over there. USA Patriot Act will keep you safe. Oh, Jesus! And pray.
And get duct tape. And get plastic sheeting.
Now, jump up and down on one foot and pat your head with one hand and rub your tummy with the other. All right, Simon Says, hop on one foot, pat your tummy and dap, tap, tap, tap.
Do you see what these filthy, murderous, yes, I'm going to say it again, sons of bitches did to this country? Do you see what they did? Do you see what they did? Huh? And then this whorish media that we have picked up on all of this and every day. Remember how many times? How many times last year and the year before were you going about your business? Huh? All of a sudden, CNN breaks in, or there's Ashcroft, or there's Tom Ridge, or there's Cheney. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. The chatter is picking up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're talking about bringing a nuclear weapon into the subway in Chicago. Oh, my God. They're talking about releasing sarin gas in the subways in New York. Oh, my God. They're going to blow up Miami. Oh, my God. They're going to attack L.A. Oh, my God. Denver is on the hit list. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Saddam has nukes. Saddam has nuclear weapons. The smoking gun is going to be a mushroom cloud. Oh, it's coming. Oh, Jesus, it's coming. It's coming. Here, hide. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. Come here. Oh, give up your freedoms first. Okay, run in here. Okay, leave all your freedoms at the door. No, 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 no. No more freedom of assembly. No more freedom of religion. No more freedom of... Now, come in here. Come in here. We're all safe in here. It's dark in here, and here, and here. Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We're safe. 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 We're safe.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Quran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Planet check.
President Bush has the biodiesel fuzz.
He gave the speech from a biodiesel plant in Virginia. It was a very exciting day for biodiesel and alternative energy because he had a very strong emphasis on finding alternative sources of energy.
That's Joe Jobe, CEO for the National Biodiesel Board. Biodiesel is one of the most promising energy sources for the future.
What he said is, here I am today standing in front of a biodiesel plant that can produce a product from homegrown soybeans, and you can use that as an energy source in your diesel engine.
Biodiesel is cleaner than diesel fuel because it reduces particulate matter, sulfur, carbon monoxide, air toxics, and hydrocarbon emissions.
If you want more information about the president's speech that he recently delivered at a biodiesel plant, please go to biodiesel.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Paramind.com.
Would you like to live a longer and healthier life, improve sexual performance and pleasure, slow down the aging process, and look younger? Of course you would. But how? Total Health Vitamins carries over 18,000 products that will improve your life today. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Lower your blood pressure naturally. Increase sexual performance and activity. Lose weight with healthy diet supplements including Hoodia. And stay young looking with anti-aging supplements. Total Health Vitamins makes good health affordable. Visit our website at thvitamins.com. That's thvitamins.com. Today's special money-saving offer is Viramax for men and Viramax for women. As seen on TV, this doctor-endorsed patented formula improves sexual performance and pleasure. A three-month supply normally retails for $59.99, but TH Vitamins' low price is only $35.98, saving you over $24. Order now. Call 1-800-901-1811. That's 1-800-901-1811. Or order online at thvitamins.com.
They're flat evil. And as a nation of good folks, we're going to hunt them down.
It's astonishing to me the way this group of criminals in the Bush crime family used the worst attack on this country in terms of the number dead since the War of 1812, used it. For their own corrupt means. It's just unbelievable. As Bush said, they hit the trifecta. All right, I want to get some of these sound bites, and we're going to come to your phone calls. Just stay with us. Okay? McClellan had a briefing today. I'm sure he's longing for the warm embrace of Jeff Gannon. On the stem cell debate, or as Bush calls it, the Semstel. What do you call it? Semstel? Yeah, the Semstel debate. Listen to the hypocrisy oozing out of Simple Scotty's mouth. It's thicker than syrup here. Listen as he talks about how the giggling killer in the White House values a culture of life. What a crock. The reporter says, Scott, the Senate is now going to schedule a vote on the stem cell legislation that passed yesterday in the House. What does President Bush think should be done with all of the frozen embryos in clinics that are not ever going to be used?
And the president believes we ought to encourage people to choose a life-affirming alternative to the discarding of these embryos. And that alternative is adoption, because the president believes we should value life at every stage. And that's... we should value life in America, and that means at all stages. And that's what the president is talking about now. In terms of the stem cell policy, the president was also making a very important principle, or stating a very important principle, and what his policy is. The president's policy is that we should not be using public dollars for the destruction of life.
What? Who's funding the war in Iraq, you pig? That's public dollars for the destruction of life? Where does the money come from for lethal injections, you pig? We should value life in America, and that means at all stages, unless they're around 20 or so and Bush needs them to die for his oil wars, or unless they're on death row, or unless they're really a poor and can't afford health care or life-saving measures like baby son Hudson, or unless they're really old and need real prescription drug coverage. But he does care about clumps of cells frozen in test tubes, doesn't he? Huh? No, he doesn't. He knows that his religiously insane base does. Sick people. How many are there? Oh, about 400,000, these little frozen clots of snot. I guess in Bush's bizarre fantasy world, those 400,000 frozen embryos would be donated and implanted in willing adoptive surrogates, huh? Spread your legs, lady! Can you imagine the genetic nightmare that would bring? Imagine, how would you know if your boyfriend might be your half-brother? Or your mom was really your sister? But I digress. Another reporter asked about Bush's odd, contradictory attitude towards stem cell funding. The crack White House reporter says, Scott, certainly adoption of additional embryos is a terrific alternative, but those people who support stem cell research and public funding for it, for the promise that that holds in the scientific community, is that not life-affirming as well?
What I'm saying is, in response to the question about these frozen embryos, but in the president's belief that we ought to promote
a culture of life in America,
that we ought to value life at all
stages,
the president believes very strongly that we must pursue the tremendous possibilities of science. And he believes we can do so in a way that respects the dignity of life and that maintains our highest ethical standards.
What? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Now on to foreign affairs. We got time to put this one in? We don't have time to put it. Okay. Helen Thomas had some fun with Mr. Simpleton on the issue of the invitation to liberate Iraq and Afghanistan. Did you know there was an invitation? Huh? You didn't know that. So, as usual with Helen Thomas, you can barely hear her, but there's four or five Q&As that go back and forth here until little Scotty says, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You know, that's how he always shuts off someone like Helen Thomas. Go ahead, Steve. Where's Scott? I wish Scott were here. Where's Scott? Oh, I miss him. I miss his softballs. He used to throw softball questions at me, and I miss the softballs. What did you think I meant by that? I miss the softball questions. Do I have to add the word questions? Okay. I miss his softballs questions. How's that? Where's Jeff? Oh, Jeffrey! Now they got the logs when you used to come and visit me. Jeffrey! What am I going to do with you, you little rascal? What am I going to do with you? Huh? What am I going to do with you? Jeffrey! You did take down your website, right? Okay, good. Jeffrey!
Science, cause we gotta live on science alone. I tell you what, mathematically, I'm
the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
For the best hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, learn how Bush's Social Security plans will place huge financial burdens on people with aging parents. See why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Plus, read how coffee shaped the history of America and the world. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at ReadMojo.com.
Remember how your teachers or maybe your grandparents would tell stories how people came to this country because they wanted to live the American dream? It used to be that hard work and determination would allow you and your family to live that dream, but times have changed. Our country's economic system has stopped working for average Americans. Wages have stagnated while executive pay has skyrocketed. In the last 30 years, workers have seen their average pay increase only 5 cents an hour per year. At the same time, health care premiums are forcing families to forego needed medical attention. In the last year alone, wages increased 2.6%, while insurance premiums increased 11%. It's time to change all this, and now you can by joining forces with PurpleOcean.org. PurpleOcean.org welcomes you to stand up to big business along with 1.8 million other workers in America's largest union, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU. Together, we will win the fight against low wages, poor working conditions, and unaffordable health insurance. Together, we will bring back the American dream. Join PurpleOcean.org, and someday we can tell our grandchildren how we made the American dream possible for them too.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't lie. George W. Bush would be coming.
This is what
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who are there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. This week on The Al Franken Show, summer has officially begun, and that means we are slathering on the suntan oil, firing up the barbecue, turtle waxing the convertible, and taking a more laid-back attitude in general toward the human failings of the radical right. After all, they're people too. Horrible, horrible people. Mr. Franken's Neighborhood. This week on Franken.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. So Helen Thomas here. Now, as you know, Helen's a little hard to understand because they always keep the mic away from her. But she says, after the first question, which you'll be able to hear, then she says, were we invited into Iraq? And then she says, you mean if they had asked us out that we would have left? And then she says, I'm talking about today, too, and then she says, did we invade those countries? Okay, that's the setup. Now, here's Helen Thomas having fun with Simple Scotty on the issue of the invitation that we received to liberate Iraq
in Afghanistan, and the invitation to liberate Iran is being mailed all within a couple of weeks, and the invitation to liberate Syria and Saudi Arabia and Great Britain and France, North Korea, China, Japan, India, Sri Lanka, all the invitations are on there. The one for Venezuela, that's going to be sent by courier. Here's Helen Thomas.
This week you said that the United States, is in Afghanistan and Iraq by invitation. Would you like to correct that incredible distortion of American history?
No, we are. That's what we currently...
Your credibility is already admired. How can you say that?
Helen, I think everyone in this room knows that you're taking that comment out of context. There are two democratically elected governments in Iraq and...
Invited into Iraq...
There are two democratically elected governments now in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we are there at their invitation. They are sovereign governments, and we are there today.
They had asked us out that we would have left?
No, Helen, I'm talking about today. We are there at their invitation. They are sovereign governments, and we are doing all we can to train and equip their security forces so that they can provide for their own security as they move forward on a free and democratic future.
Did we invade those countries?
Go ahead, Steve.
Did we invade those countries? And then this little rat bastard McClellan says, go ahead, Steve. Oh, where's Jeffrey? It just occurred to me, Helen Thomas and Marge sound exactly alike. Were we invited into Iraq, Scott? There are two democratically elected governments now in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we are there at their invitation. They are sovereign governments. See, we are there at their invitation. Can you believe this? Can you believe this weasel? Huh? Harman Karzai from California, from UNICAL? He's the democratically elected president of Afghanistan, and we're there by his invitation. And who? I defy you. Who's the president? Don't touch Google. Who's the president of Iraq? That's right. And Helen says, you mean if they had asked us to leave that we would have left? No, Helen. I'm talking about today. We're there at their invitation. They're sovereign governments. I'm talking about today, too. And we're doing all we can to train and equip their security forces so they can provide for their own security as they move forward toward a free and democratic future. Did we invade those countries? Go ahead, Steve. And the crack White House press corps, see? They leave Helen Thomas, who has forgotten more than these little bastards will ever know. They leave her twisting slowly in the wind. Here she is in her 80s, standing there by herself, just giving Scott McClellan a most severe case of red ass. So why don't the other reporters come to her defense? Oh, Helen, please. What did that 5'10" sack of snot call her? An old Arab? Remember when Ann Coulter called her that? Why doesn't Helen Thomas, that old Arab, go die or whatever she said? Helen Thomas, happens to be Lebanese, like Danny Thomas? Helen Thomas? But Ann Coulter, a 5'10" bag of snot, has the absolute gall to refer to Helen Thomas as that old Arab? And you just wonder, don't you? I do. Why doesn't the crack White House press corps, all those pretty boys who do their stand-up in the network news and on the cables, why don't one of those sons of bitches ever demonstrate that they have the least bit of respect for a woman and their elders and someone who has busted her ass trying to get the truth out and come to her defense? They don't. They let her twist in the wind. You guys are despicable, every single damn one of you. All of you lantern-jawed cutie pies with your big hair and your $1,500 suits and your dumbass questions.
And the fact that you embraced Jeff Gannon, every one of you knew what he was. You cowards, you stinking cowards.
And there's Helen Thomas.
Well, Scott, you know, you're lying through your teeth. Well, Scott, you don't have any credibility. Well, Scott, you mean, if were there an invitation if they invite us to leave? Would we leave? Well, Scott.
And they just leave her there. God, these people make me sick.
Now, we all know the Newsweek article about flushing the Quran was correct, but listen to this song and dance to this crack White House reporter's question. Scotty blames our abuses on Al-Qaeda. This was incredible. Here's the question. Scott, there's an FBI memo that's been released today through a Freedom of Information request. It'll probably be on the Malloy program tonight. It dates from August 23rd, 2002, and recounts the interrogation, the interview of a detainee at Bagram. And in the memo, the FBI recounts that this detainee says he had nothing against the United States, but the guards in his detention facility do not treat him well. Their behavior is bad. About 5 months ago, the guards beat the detainees, and they flushed a Quran in the toilet. Now, there have been some statements, Scott, coming from some administration officials since the Newsweek retraction of its story that a Quran was flushed down the toilet, that the United States government had no knowledge of any such action.
This is referring to a detainee, right?
Correct.
No, I think what the Department of Defense has said is that they have found nothing to substantiate any such allegation.
At one point, I believe Mr. Derita said that there was no such allegation.
You can check with the Department of Defense on his words, but I know that they have publicly said that they have found nothing to substantiate any such allegations. There have been allegations made by detainees. We know that members of Al-Qaeda are trained to mislead and to provide false reports. We know that's one of their tactics that they use, and so I think you have to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, but Scott, the people who are making the charges are not Al-Qaeda. They're people who have been released from Bagram and Guantanamo because there was nothing to charge them with. They are taxi drivers, Scott. They are farmers, Scott. They are peasants, Scott. They collect rocks for a living, Scott. They are not Al-Qaeda. If they were Al-Qaeda, they would be dead. Your administration would have stripped their skin off, would have removed their testicles, would have beat them to death. These are not Al-Qaeda. These are people, Scott, who had their Qurans flushed down the freaking toilet. Scott.
Oh, Jeffrey, where are you? Oh, I can't stand these questions. Jeffrey!
So another reporter takes a crack at the issue of prisoner abuse. This crack White House reporter says, On various reports of abuse, whether it's at Guantanamo or Afghanistan, you've often said that those are isolated incidents. Are there any U.S. policies, though, in place currently that have led to those isolated incidents that should be reevaluated, huh, Scott?
Certainly what you bring up has been a stain on the image of the United States abroad. But if you look at how we address these matters, it shows our commitment to human rights and human dignity. We hold people accountable when there is abuse.
Oh, my God.
We take steps to prevent it from happening again.
Oh, my God.
And we do so in a very public way for the world to see that we lead by example and that we do have values that we hold very dearly and believe in.
Oh, you pig. You pig. Our commitment to human rights and human dignity. What about our policy of rendition, Scotty? Huh? You know, sending people to be tortured? Huh? We hold people accountable when there is abuse? Did you really say that, you little rat bastard? Then why is Rumsfeld still in office? Huh, Scotty? We take steps to prevent it from happening again, and we do it in a very public way. Really? You know what would be more public, Scotty, if you fired Rummy? That might start to repair our battered image in the Muslim world. But not to worry. They're just Muslims. They're just ragheads. All they believe in is this false religion. Quran, my ass.
Ah.
Jesus. And he stands there. And he says it. George Voinovich, when we come back.
My grandma, when she was working for the mob, brainwash you while you're sleeping, while in your traffic jam, brainwash you while you're weeping, while still a baby in your prime, brainwash by the military, brainwashed under duress, brainwash by the media, yeah, brainwash by the press, brainwash by computer, brainwash by mobile phone, brainwash by the satellite, brainwash to the bone.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Free.
Offer extended to June 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
Buy The Aviator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, now on DVD.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Hughes.
He saw the future.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
And changed the world. Soar into the DVD that's packed with incredible special features, including an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, commentary by Martin Scorsese, and actual footage from the life of Howard Hughes.
The fastest man on the planet.
Buy The Aviator 2-disc DVD today. Rated PG-13 for thematic elements, sexual content, nudity, language, and a crash sequence.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? Then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites, but unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent, compassionate membership of any single site on the internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $3.98 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold a crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria. You know, some women have to guess what a man wants. But I, on the other hand, know exactly what a man really wants. Something that will keep a smile on his face for a very, very long time. Sirius Satellite Radio, of course. Oh yeah, it's got over 120 channels, including 100% commercial-free music. Plus the best news, talk, uncensored comedy, and the most complete sports coverage. It's enough to satisfy any man.
Right now, get a Sirius Satellite Radio for just $49.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. It's our lowest price ever. Offer valid for the 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscription sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, CircuitCityCrutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Satellite Radio. It's what's on every man's mind.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
too short to listen to Right Wing Radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Lord, there goes Johnny Appleseed, beating my past by genealogy.
All right, finally tonight, Senator George Voinovich of Ohio. Now, here's a guy who, on the Senate Judiciary Committee, was it Judiciary Committee? He had the power to stop the John Bolton nomination. He had the power to send Bolton, this little Weasley bastard, into oblivion, or someplace where he could go ahead and commit murder off the radar screen. Bolton, the most memorable vision I have of Bolton was when he marched into one of the counties in Florida where they were attempting to do a recount and said he was there in the name of the Bush administration or the Bush campaign and to stop the county. By the way, do you know who was there with him? Scott McClellan. And a bunch of other brown shirts. Now, Senator Voinovich was, I guess I have to use the word, eloquent in the committee hearing when he laid out reason after reason after reason after reason after reason after reason why John Bolton was not qualified. Another Bush nominee not qualified. They just never end, do they? And through the way the U.S. Senate committees work, they went ahead and approved him 10-8, party line vote, but not really approved him. They sent it to the Senate floor without approval, which doesn't mean a damn thing. It just gives certain Republican senators cover. It means nothing. So now it's ready for an up or down vote, and oh, don't forget, Bill Frist is ready to trigger the nuclear option if the Democrats so much as even think about a filibuster to stop this vicious, intimidating pig, John Bolton, from becoming our new ambassador to the United Nations. With Wolfowitz heading the World Bank and Bolton as our ambassador to the United Nations, oh my goodness, you talk about a 1-2 punch, huh? Talk about destabilizing countries financially and using the power of the United Nations. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, God. So Senator Voinovich makes a plea to his Republican comrades to not confirm John Bolton. I'm not impressed, Voinovich. I don't care if you wet your pants. You had your chance. You could have voted no in the committee. So stand there and weep and wail and bawl your eyes out. I don't care.
We're going to vote tomorrow. And I'm afraid that when we go to the well, that too many of my colleagues are not going to understand that this appointment is very, very important to our country. Yeah. At a strategic time when we need friends all over the world, we need somebody up there that's going to be able to get the job done. Yeah. And I know some of my friends say, don't let it go, George, it's going to work out. Yeah. I don't want to take the risk. I came back here and ran for a second term because I'm worried about my kids and my grandchildren.
Oh.
And I just hope my colleagues will take the time. And before they get to this well, do some serious thinking about whether or not we should send John Bolton to the United Nations. I yield the floor.
No, George, I'm so touched by your emotion. Oh, you're worried about your kids and your grandkids. You know what's going to happen to your kids and grandkids? Possibly the same thing is going to happen to mine because of your vote.
They might be killed. You whiny-ass Republican. You chicken-hearted, whiny-ass Republican.
Oh, I'm afraid my colleagues are going to come into the well of the Senate. Ah, weepy, weepy. Has anybody got any Kleenex? Oh, I got snot running down my shirt front. Oh, I've got kids and grandkids.
Not for long. Not with John Bolton as our ambassador to the UN. Voinovich, you make my stomach turn. You crybaby. You had your chance. You could have done it in committee. All you had to do was show some courage, some honesty, some ethical behavior, and say no. But you're like that McCain bastard. You're a coward, Voinovich. You're a coward. You're a coward. And now you want to dump it on your fellow Republicans, huh? You had the power, George.
Oh, my children and my grandchildren. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. Oh. All my Senate colleagues are going to come and stand in the well of the Senate, and I just... my children! And my grandchildren! Is it lunchtime yet? Oh, my children, my grandchildren! Can I just go back and vote for Negroponte again?
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush placed a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknowns Monday at Arlington National Cemetery.
For those who've lost loved ones in Afghanistan and Iraq,
Today's a day of last letters and fresh tears. Because of the sacrifices of our men and women in uniform, two terror regimes are gone forever. Freedom is on the march, and America is more secure.
Millions more Americans took time on the holiday to honor the nation's war dead in ways that range from the quiet laying of flowers on a loved one's grave to parades down countless main streets across the USA. In Danville, California, there was a formal dedication at the All Wars Memorial. It's taken more than a dozen years to plan and construct the memorial, which honors those who died in battle and those who returned home. Norma Halleck of the All Wars Foundation says the memorial is dedicated especially to the people left behind by the death of a service member.
The reason why we needed to build the memorial was for the people that were left behind, not just for the people that were killed. Obviously, a memorial is for them, but everybody forgets about the children who are raised without a parent.
Either the most wanted terrorist in Iraq or his supporters are working hard to refute reports that critical wounds have taken him out of action. An audio tape that claims to be the voice of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi carries a reassurance to Osama bin Laden that Zarqawi suffered only minor wounds, and he remains in charge and is directing the jihad in Iraq. The voice calls the reports of his being critically hurt in battle as baseless rumors. In Iraq Monday, four Americans were aboard an Iraqi Air Force aircraft that crashed in a sandstorm near the Iranian border. The Bush administration is keeping up its rhetorical pressure on the leader of North Korea. Vice President Cheney called Kim Jong-il one of the world's most irresponsible leaders.
He runs a police state. He's got one of the most heavily militarized societies in the world. The vast bulk of his population live in abject poverty and stages of malnutrition. He doesn't take care of his people at all.
Cheney criticized the North Korean leader in personal terms during an interview on CNN's Larry King Live program. If you plan on flying to your summer vacation, it's going to cost you more this year. Don Dornberg explains why.
The cost of an airline ticket this summer will run 5 to 8% above what it cost last year. Travelocity editor-at-large Amy Ziff says the cost of air travel is going up largely because of skyrocketing jet fuel prices. Ziff says with some major airlines teetering on the edge of bankruptcy, a slightly higher ticket price is understandable.
I think that it's reasonable to expect that some of your costs for this year's flight this summer might be a little bit more than it was.
Don Dornberg reporting.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. This week on the Al Franken Show, summer has officially begun, and that means we are slathering on the suntan oil, firing up the barbecue, turtle waxing the convertible, and taking a more laid-back attitude in general toward the human failings of the radical right. After all, they're people too. Horrible, horrible people. Mr. Franken's Neighborhood, this week on Franken.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Come to your phone calls here in just a second. The vote today on Priscilla Owen, she was approved 56-43. Two Democrats voted for her confirmation, Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. One Republican, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, voted no. They called him in from a game of croquet, and he came in and voted no. And Jim Jeffords, who is... either leaving the Senate or leaving Earth or both when this session's over. So, after 4 years, there she is, Priscilla Owen, who in a poll issued last week by the Houston Bar Association, Miss Owen got rated as the worst of the 6 Texas Supreme Court justices. Last week, not a year ago, not 4 years ago, last week, the worst of the Texas Supreme Court justices. Owen's rating, 46.3% said she is a poor judge. Her rating was the worst of the 6 on the question of whether her opinions were well-reasoned, clearly written, and properly applied the law. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Every one of these people who voted for her understood that. If I understand it and you understand it, they understood it. Right? She had the worst reasoned opinions, the most not clearly written opinions, and the most not as they applied to the law. She was rated 2nd worst on the question of whether she was, quote, impartial and open-minded with respect to determining legal issues. So now she goes to the 5th Circuit in New Orleans, U.S. Court of Appeals. Where I'm sure she'll teach Sunday school because she is a Sunday school teacher, and it says in the Bible that queers are condemned to burn in the everlasting fires of hell. Even Alberto Gonzalez, the torture dude. Huh? Even Alberto Gonzalez, the torture dude. Who's now U.S. Attorney General when he served on the same Texas Supreme Court with Miss Owen. He was embarrassed. He said, oh, Jesus. The woman's out of her mind. But you see, this was the deal that was worked out. This is the deal. Now, this will never affect you, Truth Seeker, unless you live in the Fifth Circuit. Unless you are charged with crime, found guilty, and appeal, and it goes to the U.S. Fifth Circuit of Appeals at New Orleans, then it doesn't matter. Except for the fact that it's one more right-wing neo-Nazi Christo-fascist who now sits on a federal appeals court and determines the fate of people when she should be back in Texas doing her Supreme Court thing there, where the damage and the stupidity is contained. God. But this is the great deal, you see, that the Democrats worked out, and William Pryor's up next, and then Janice Rogers Brown, she's up next, and, you may not know this. Who sent this to me? Crowbar. Today's a special day on the far-right evangelical circuit. It was on this day, 25 years ago, May 25th, 1980, that Oral Roberts came face-to-face with Jesus in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And not just any Jesus, mind you. The Jesus described by Oral Roberts back then, in a fundraising letter, of course, was 900 feet tall. Jesus. The following is one account of this miracle, which was widely criticized by fundamentalist Christians who maintain that God speaks to humans only through the Holy Scripture. The letter, which triggered the most resounding outburst of public ridicule and criticism to that time, was a September 1980 description of Oral's vision of a 900-foot-tall Jesus. Roberts reported that late on the afternoon of May 25th, he stood looking at the unfinished skeleton of his City of Faith, distraught over his financial difficulties, when suddenly, he said, an unusual feeling swept over me. I felt an overwhelming holy presence all around me. When I opened my eyes, there he stood, some 900 feet tall, looking at me. He stood a full 300 feet taller than the 600-foot-tall City of Faith. There I was, face to face with Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I've only seen Jesus once before, but here I was. You did? But here I was, face to face with the King of Kings. He reached down, put his hands under the City of Faith, lifted it, and said to me, "See how easy it is for me to lift it?" Oral recalled that his eyes filled with tears, and Jesus assured him that he would speak to the ministry's partners, and that the City of Faith would be finished. A 900-foot-tall mushroom! Oh, well, that's what Oral Roberts had been munching on. Out here in Oklahoma, you know, we got deserts out here, and these mushrooms and the cactus buds grow out here, and, you know, every once in a while I like to go out in the desert and, you know, get right with God. And so, my son and I were out there, and we picked some of these peyote buds, and we brought them back and ate them. And by God, so to speak, there stood a 900-foot-tall Jesus. Big sucker. Do you know how big 900 feet is? It's 300 feet taller than this thing I built back here, you know, with the partners, the prayer partners, and the millions that I have sucked out of the gullible with my fundraising letters about we got to stop the queers. 900-foot-tall Jesus, huh? Okay, well, you never know, you know? You never know. Well, thanks, Crowbar. Today's the 25th anniversary of that glorious moment when Oral Roberts, who has since gone on to sit in the 900-foot-tall Jesus' real presence, you know. Man. I remember a time also when was it in 1986 when, you know, Jesus wasn't Jesus came was it Jesus was in 85. No, Jesus was in 80. And then in 86 Oral Roberts was kidnapped by God. Do you remember that? And he was told that his ministry on earth would be over and he would be murdered if he was unable to raise $9 million by March 31st in order to send medical missionaries to Africa. Now, after the deadline, and they didn't raise the money, he didn't die. He went on to state on April 1st that year that the money had been raised and his life had been spared. Roberts avoided death because a dog track owner in Florida gave him the final $1.5 million that he needed. Wow, man. God held him hostage and Jesus picked up his city. Woo, doggies. Man, this guy really is connected. This guy really was connected. I wonder what he's doing now. Well, he's turning back into dust. That's what he's doing. He ended when he died. But God is going to smash me like a bug if I don't raise money. God is going to smash me like a bug. And I saw a 600-foot-tall, 900-foot-tall Jesus. And, you know, one of these days there's going to be a guy on radio. Jesus told me his name is Rush Limbaugh. And he is going to see 900-foot-tall Jesuses too, because he's going to need a drug y'all don't even know about yet called Oxycontin. And he's going to be eating that stuff. And he's going to see 900-foot prosecutors. I see 900-foot tall Jesuses, but Rush Limbaugh, he's going to see a 900-foot-tall prosecutor with a 7,000-pound gavel ready to smash him into the ground. Huh? How about that? You want some visions? How's that for a vision?
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
For the best hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, learn how Bush's Social Security plans will place huge financial burdens on people with aging parents. See why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Plus, read how coffee shaped the history of America and the world. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at ReadMojo.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Danger comes with lots of warning, right? Not when it comes to your eyes. The leading cause of serious eyesight loss in adults is macular degeneration. It's not something that announces itself. It just progresses and ends with a partial loss of sight. What can you do? See an optometrist regularly. They're like early warning systems for your eyes.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
My son, I think I am. Am I the father that I think I am?
Okay, well, I did it again. Let's try to do some phone calls here before the program's over. Well, that's a good idea, Mike. Okay. All right, let's start with Ira, who has called in from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program. Thanks for your incredible patience.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I saw an article on the net earlier today. This is about Iraq. John Kaminsky, you might have heard of him.
Yeah, but I don't remember in what context.
Well, anyway, he's written a lot about 9/11 in Iraq. He used to be on some of the mainstream outlets, but ever since 9/11, just on the Internet.
Okay.
He wrote today about... the origins, you know, in our news media, the mainstream, all we see is reference to, as far as insurgency activities, you know, bombings and attacks and the like. And
yeah.
He was talking about how your average everyday Iraqi taxi drivers, other drivers, you know, drivers for any reason, being pulled over, having their license taken away and told to go to a police station or military base to get to retrieve it, during which time they're spoken to, and their vehicles are left unattended. When they get back in the vehicles,
there's bombs there.
Explosives have been placed in the vehicles, not to their knowledge. And
right.
Sometimes some of the owners of these vehicles have come across them before they're detonated, and then they throw them to the side of the highway, whatever, and they can avoid killed or a disaster. But
right.
This is, it's like he's saying a lot of what we're seeing and being told it's attributable to Iraqis or foreign fighters is really attributable to guess who, you know.
Yeah, to the people who work for, you know, Negroponte was his ambassadorship was rather short-lived. He was over there. Negroponte is an expert in mass murder. He advised several South American countries as they set up death squads. Negroponte is a trained professional killer. He's one of the most dangerous evil people on earth.
Yeah.
Now, he was in Iraq, and the reason he was in Iraq was, first of all, to kill the Italian intelligence officer. They tried to kill Segrena, the what's her first name, Giuliana Segrena, the Italian journalist.
Yeah.
They couldn't kill her, but they got the other guy. But he was there to set up death squads. He was there to show the Iraqis how to do this. And you're absolutely right. You stop a cab driver, you tell him to go here, get his papers in order. In the meantime, you put bombs in his car. When he comes back, you tell him, okay, now you have to go to the police station where there are 150 Iraqi civilians lined up to get jobs. And as he shows up, one of these evil son of a bitches uses a cell phone and blows it up!
Yeah, and I tell you, it's like when they're trying to generate this war on terror, which is manufactured, nothing builds up the fervor for it. Nothing better than terror, or fake terror.
Sure.
The other comment I'd make, Mike, last night you talked about this planned anti-war protest in September. I mean, come on, why can't they do something next month? With all that's going on over there and stories like this on the net, And the site, by the way, for you and your listeners is rents.com.
Right.
And with all this going on, why not do something next month?
I have no idea. But here, let me just turn the question back to you. Ira, how come you and I are not organizing for something next month?
Yeah, I know, but...
There's the answer to the question, pal.
I guess they need leadership, a little organization, but geez, in 4 months there could be so much more killing and destruction. You know.
Oh, I'm sure there will be, and in 4 months there's a good possibility that the protesters who show up in Washington for this thing on the 24th, 5th, and 6th of September will be fired on.
Yeah.
But you know, if we want protests next month, then you and I have to get off our ass and go do it. And I'm not going to because I've got to work and I got a family support. You're not going to because you got to do what you got to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more comment, Mike, quick, so you can get other callers.
Sure.
This about Iraq in the mainstream press. Everywhere we launch an offensive, where we say there's insurgency, Fallujah, Ramadi, Najaf, and now in the western part, all we see is reference to Zarqawi.
Sure.
Zarqawi. And to me, he is to this Iraq situation as Bin Laden was to 9/11, just kind of a boogeyman.
I think it's worse than that. He is.
I don't even think he's alive.
He is to this situation what Goldstein was to Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's the face. He's the face that's always there trying to raise hell and kill people.
They put his picture in the paper.
Yeah.
Every time there's an alleged insurgent activity, and
I hear you.
This thing just blew my mind today. This made me even more depressed when it's obvious we're involved with it. But I better let you go so you can get.
All right, thanks, Ira. I appreciate you checking, and you have a nice evening. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Civilians to enemies, bombs can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis per gallon on this endless killing spree? How many kids can you kill? Send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Abacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Abacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Abacor with all of today's orders. Abacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-305-3854. For your risk-free trial of Abacor, call now. 800-305-3854. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Abacor absolutely free.
Abacor really worked. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-305-3854. That's 800-305-3854.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape?
Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Majority Report.
The Republican Party, the bar has been so lowered as to be actually removed and buried beneath the Earth's crust. Everything is okay for Republicans. Ethics repeal, no problem. Nuclear proliferation, no problem. Gay affairs inside the White House, no problem, whilst simultaneously gay bashing. Everything is fair for the Republicans because they believe in nothing except power.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city. Got to get...
Let me digress for just a moment. I just got a very interesting thing here emailed to me. Well, there's no name. Vedran? All right, I'll go with Vedran. May 22nd. What's the date today? Is this this is the 25th, right? Actually, it's the 26th now, but it's Wednesday. Let's just stay with Wednesday night, so Thursday, Wednesday, 25th. So the 22nd was what, Sunday? Okay. On May the 22nd, Sunday, published at Jeff Renzi's website, Renzi.com. or Rents, however you pronounce it. There's an article by a Dr. Robert Lull. It's from the San Francisco Chronicle's Open Forum. And Dr. Robert Lull calls for the bovine spongiform encephalitis testing of all U.S. cattle. He starts out by saying mad cow disease remains a worrying mystery. Meat from infected animals can infect consumers with prions, which cause variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a progressive degeneration of the brain that is always fatal. And then he goes on, yada, 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 yada. He talks about the outbreak of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in England that killed 150 people in the 90s. And remember those pictures of all the herds of cattle that were being burned? Oh, God, it was horrifying. And he goes on and he says, you know, every single cow in the United States should be tested if it's going to be eaten by the American consumer. Now, I can remember when this was an issue. When was it, Kathy? About a year, year and a half ago, and then it came up again, and immediately it disappears. Because to test, even though it's a simple matter, the Cattlemen's Association and the beef industry and the meatpacking industry and the processed slaughterhouse meat to clog up your arteries industry doesn't want to do it. So Dr. Robert Lull, on Sunday, publishes at the San Francisco Chronicle Open Forum an article calling for the testing of all U.S. cattle. Jesus. I don't know. I can't. 3 days later, the San Francisco Chronicle reports the following. A prominent physician at San Francisco General Hospital, who once headed the San Francisco Medical Society, was found stabbed to death inside the doorway of his Diamond Heights home Thursday, police said. Dr. Robert Lull, 64, was discovered on the floor in the entryway of his Hilltop home on Goldmine Drive at Jade Place shortly before noon. Hospital officials, concerned when he did not show up for the clinic he ran in nuclear medicine, alerted his personal assistant, Elsie Garce, who found the body. Law was last seen at an appointment with his doctors at 3:40 p.m. Wednesday, according to police. Neighbors reported nothing unusual at the residence either Wednesday night or Thursday morning. San Francisco Police Inspector Holly Perez said, at this point, we can't say what the circumstances were, but we know he was the victim of a homicide. We're piecing together evidence at the scene. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, back to your phone calls. John is calling from New York City. John, welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it.
Well, hello, Mike. I really appreciate you telling like it is and not holding back. This is the first time I've heard the station, and it seems like some others on the station do throw softballs and use fake liberal covers for pushing a portion of the Bush neocon propaganda, and I appreciate your straight shooting. And just before I get to it, how do you spell that Rents.com? Who I wanted to check.
R-E-N-S-E.
R-E-N-S-E.
Okay. Yeah, .com. It's the guy who runs it is a guy named Jeff Rents.
Right. I've heard of it, and I wanted to check it. And I think people really do have to get other sources of information, because I was listening to bumper music about how we're brainwashed by so many omnipresent radio, corporate radio, television, newspaper, satellite. It's just coming at us from all directions. And, I think the difference between the official line within, say, other countries, whether it's the Soviet Union or some other countries, people know that they're getting the official line, and then they tend to discount it, even the truth that is in those medias. But over here, we've got this incredible myth that we've got a free press, We've got this, fourth estate that is telling us the truth, and I think it's much more effective in brainwashing, 1,000 times more effective in brainwashing people than in these other countries where people know what they're dealing with. In this country, it's 6 huge mega corporations that own all the media. It's interlocked and owned by the military-industrial complex. It's penetrated by CIA assets throughout the media, according to the Church and Pike Committee in the 70s. So, I think in this country we're thoroughly brainwashed, and I think the media is as much at fault as or even more so than the neocons. I think they're one and the same. And I hardly know where to start, but Z Magazine, zmag.org is a
yeah, familiar website. With it, right? Familiar.
It pulls its punches on some; it's good on others. And then I think a supplement to that, what they won't cover, is Global Outlook, globaloutlook.ca, a Canadian magazine.
Right.
And the media in this country claims that somehow we're involved in a. Grown men pretending after we slaughter over 100,000 people, after killing 1 million of them by starvation and disease for 12 years during the embargo, raising cities to the ground like Fallujah, killing thousands of people, torturing people, waterboarding, aborting them, drowning them repeatedly,
right.
Reviving them, and sodomizing them, that these grown men like the Thomas Friedmans pretend to believe that we're there for freedom and democracy,
mm-hmm.
and that he's simply, the moderate face of the warmongering slaughter machine, and puts.
Oh, it's horrifying. It's horrifying, John. I agree with you, John. I got to move on. Listen, thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Enjoy the Ren site and stay in touch, pal. I appreciate your call. Oh my God, don't tell me it's Brother Sky Blue calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Sky, welcome to the program. Haven't heard from you for a while.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. You know there's power in the blood, Mike.
There's what?
Power in the blood.
Brother Sky, you've got to have your battery charged on your cell phone. Here we go again.
Mike, this Bill Maher, this political sector.
All right, wait a minute. Brother Sky, let me put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. I'm sorry because your phone is just really driving me crazy and the audience crazy. Let me put you on hold. Our associate producer up there, David, will talk with you and see if we can work this phone problem out. I want to hear what you got to say, but the last time you called in, we had a phone problem too. I'm going to have to lend Brother Sky some money. I know he's a street preacher and I know he doesn't have a lot of money, but I'm going to have to do something to get this man a phone. I hate that. Ron is calling from Maryland. Ron, welcome to the program. Thanks
How's
for your
going,
patience.
Mike? How's it going, Mike?
It's going fine, sir.
Excellent. Hey, I wanted to talk to you a bit about a Bush gaffe that took place yesterday at his Social Security tour.
Yeah, I think I've heard about this. Go ahead.
Let's see here. I'll just read it.
Okay.
See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
You're right.
And then there was applause.
Right.
Is that unbelievable?
In the real world, yes, it'd be unbelievable. But we live in bizarro world.
It is something else. I can't believe that people
terrify the sheeple. Terrify the sheeple. And Bush would be part of the sheeple, except for the fact that he is he's the leader of the free world. It was astonishing to me when I saw that. I was going to get to it tonight, ran out of time, I was going to do it tomorrow night, and I'm glad you brought it up. So, yeah, the truth will out eventually, and Bush opens his mouth once too often, and the garbage comes spewing out. But nobody's going to report on that.
Yeah, I kind of figured that'd be the case. But, I wanted to make sure that your listeners heard about it and, give you a call and thank you for being irreverent and, speaking your mind.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate that. And thanks for checking. I hope you call in again. I'm sorry. Next time you call in, I promise you won't be on hold that long. Thanks a lot, pal. Jackie is calling from Ohio. I guess we lost Brother Sky. All right. Jackie's calling from Ohio. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Oh, you have killed me. This has been... I've had the gamut of emotions on this. Good thing you can't hear through the hold line. Because I've been having a whole other show with you. But it's been... really fun and interesting party of one, I guess. Anyways, I have so much. I'm going to try and say everything fast and then cut me off, of course.
Okay.
First of all, the most important, I think, did anybody or did you hear Dr. God James Dobson early this morning in the wee hours? I accidentally tuned him in on a radio.
No, what did he say?
And he was on a rant with this other person like him and saying how the attack is on. They have never been attacked this hard ever. And Air America Radio is talking nonstop about his demise and his son's death and having prayer groups on the radio praying for this. And I listen to almost 24/7. I want to know which show because I'd like to sign up for one thing. But then when did we not become heathens? I thought we don't even pray.
He said Air America is holding...
God, I was shocked, and I've emailed most of the shows.
We're trying to pray him dead?
Yeah, and his son. Not just him. His little boy Jesus, too.
Oh, my.
It was amazing, and I've heard no one... And I emailed I emailed a bunch of shows, but not one person talked about it. And I think I'm the only abortionist that blames America First that heard it.
Yeah, well, listen, if you can find a link to that, please.
It was
please.
On an AM radio station at like 4 or 5 AM.
Please send it. Hey, hold on. I got to do a break. Hold on, Jackie. Hold on. I'll come right back. Hold on. All right, quick break here. We will return. God, do we miss something else going on at Air America New York, Kathy? Do you see Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and Mark Maron and Janine and Sam all sitting around going, and yes, amen, Jesus, we want to see a Brother Dobson dead. Yes, praise God. Oh, my God.
Now he's sitting on the sofa, he's looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 00 Dina Martin guitar in the back seat of the car. Hey, I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
This morning, I was going to toast an English muffin, but the knob on the toaster had like 9 settings. 9! I can't deal with picking a shade of brown for my muffin. I'm trying to sell my house.
If you're looking to sell your house, let Coldwell Banker make it easier. We have a global network of agents who can find your buyer anywhere. Coldwell Banker. Visit ColdwellBanker.com.
All offices independently owned and operated, except offices owned and operated by Energy Incorporated.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now?
Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah. 9 minutes before the hour, thanks to our crew up in New York. Colin, Jason, and David, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Also, thanks to Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim. And, of course, Catherine Bay, who is our executive producer. Now, back to, who are we talking to? Oh, we're talking to Jackie. Jackie, we got a very quickly here. By the way, Jackie,
mm-hmm.
I get this email while you're, you were talking about,
Air America. The war is on in Air America.
Praying Dobson into hell. Marianne Darling emailed me and said, don't they know that to a liberal, prayers are like a crucifix to a vampire?
Oh, wow. Where did that come from?
One of our good listeners. She's being ironic and funny.
Okay.
She's being ironic and funny. Thanks, Mary.
It's so ironic, it's not even ironic anymore.
Oh, I know, It's
we live in an opposite ass backwards land of
irony. Doesn't work anymore.
Oh, it hasn't for quite a while. Hypocrisy. Those words are out the window. Those are too tiny.
Right.
I mean, we have to get used to the fact that we're living in this complete bizarre world, and you know, we all. Bad is good, up is, you know, peace is bad, war is good, all of it. But anyways, one other quick thing I'm going to talk real fast. Since I've been on hold, I must have heard it at least four times, that bad breath commercial. I know you have nothing to do with commercials. Hopefully you don't even listen to them.
Don't say anything about the sponsors.
Oh, okay. But
no, you can't. All right.
All right, I'll move on.
All right,
Dr.
thank you.
Dr. Dobson. Am I allowed? Maybe I shouldn't talk
about that. Oh, talk about Dobson. Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, he said in the last 90 days, he used 90 days, it has been worse than ever as far as the war is on. And the only enemy that I heard him name before my ears started to bleed was Air America.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that was who he was blaming first. Let's blame AAR first. You're the enemy now.
Yeah, CBS, Newsweek, Air America, Bill Maher.
Oh, yes. Well, Howard Dean, Michael Moore. Oh, my God.
Right.
And you know, I want to know where all our meetings are. Nobody ever calls me.
Me either. Me either, and I work for this network.
I know, and I'm a lifelong deep liberal, and nobody ever tells me where these are. I never know what they're planning, but Sean does, at least. He's keeping tabs.
Hannity knows. He knows where all the secret meetings are held.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. But, I've had so much to say now, and of course, but while I was on hold, everything you were talking about, I was watching.
Yeah.
And Coulter was on Lou Dobbs, her and her Adam's apple. And then Keith Olbermann, he was doing the blabbering, Senator Groinovich, who's one of my state senators. He is a man. I need to know, how do those people do? Why do they even bother doing that? I mean, they're holding themselves up to show the world what a hypocrite and what a phony they are.
Why would they do that?
I don't understand that at all. Oh, and as far as little schmucky Scott McClellan,
yeah.
I think there should be a law that people can throw tomatoes at him when every time he opens his mouth, basically. But
he misses desperately Jeff Gannon's softball.
Oh, I know. You were cracking me up so bad. I have never laughed so hard at war crimes and criminals in my life. You were on it tonight. I mean it. You were killing me.
War crimes and criminals, yeah.
You were so funny.
Yeah, black humor is useless anymore, too.
I know. We got to develop a whole new sense of...
And when I say black humor, I'm not talking about Richard Pryor.
I know. Although he was one of the best.
He was indeed.
But nothing is the way we all thought it really was. And I don't know how they did this. I don't think there's enough drugs on this planet for people to dream up what they have done and continue to do.
I know.
How did they do this?
I don't know. I'll tell you who's using the drugs. The American people. We're sucking down what we used to call soapers. Soporifics.
Oh, I know all about
right,
that.
Right, right, huh? They just knock you out. You just kind of float through your day. Hello, how are you? Ooh, look at the flowers.
I know. That's exactly what I wish we'd have. I mean, it seems like that's what we're all on, but I'd like to really be on them so that we can just drive over curbs and be happy. But let me tell you one thing about Mad Cow when you were talking about that.
Okay.
During that time, my girlfriend's uncle was in England. He came back here and died of that crutch.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, and this was years ago already. And I remember all that time very clearly because they were blaming Canada. Then all of a sudden the blame got pointed to America. And then that's when we stopped hearing about
it. Can you believe this guy comes out and says every cow in America should be tested?
One person in America died of it, and my friend's uncle died of it.
Yeah, but then 3 days after he says that, he's murdered.
Oh, I know. I mean, well, that's nothing new. The guy in Florida that first developed the voting machine software or whatever, he died in Florida in a motel. I think he was stabbed, I swear to God.
Jackie, I got to go.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. I appreciate you checking in. That's the only person I've ever talked to who would make coffee nervous. Jackie, you are so hyper, you make me look calm. I love Jackie. Jackie's great. And what happened to Brother Sky? He just did his phone, the battery. Okay, well, Brother Sky, try to get a battery that's working, man, and check in, because I haven't heard from you in weeks, and I'm jonesing for a Brother Sky Blue conversation. Thanks for participating tonight, however you did that. I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
We're going to get you, James Dobson.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The hysteria has died down over Newsweek's flawed story saying military interrogators flushed a copy of the Koran down a toilet. So let's take a deep breath and look at the big picture. A pattern of prisoner abuse by the American military that is neither humane nor effective at yielding useful intelligence. Bush and company would like us to blame Newsweek and forget the big picture. But new stories about detainee abuse just keep surfacing. This week, MotherJones.com interviews Eric Saar, a former military translator who worked at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Saar gives a chilling first-person account of what happens on the inside. Dehumanizing treatment, inept management, even a PowerPoint presentation instructing translators to ignore the Geneva Conventions. His final verdict? Quote, not humane and not effective, unquote. That's a real cause for hatred on the Muslim street. To read the full interview, go to MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on